Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1602 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Around and walked out, and he told me other things connected with that matter at that time. I asked him to make a statement, and he said he was afraid they would lock him up. I told him he needn't be afraid if he told the truth, and that he knew anything, and it was the truth. He ought to tell it. I told him I cautioned him not to tell anything but the truth and to be very careful what he said, because it was a very serious matter to accuse a man of a crime of that kind unless it was absolute fact. He also told me what his wife, Manola McKnight, told him, which was as follows, that Miss Lucille was telling Mrs. Selig Mr. Frank come home and acted like he was drunk, didn't sleep well, and made her get out of the bed and sleep on the rug by the bed, said she wanted to know what was the matter, and he said he had murdered somebody. Afterwards, I told both Mr. E.F. Pickett and Mr. Angus Morrison. Albert told me his tale, and I wrote it down. I told Mr. Morrison to get in some place where he could hear me talk to Albert about it without Albert knowing Mr. Morrison was listening. I did that, and Albert repeated the same story he had originally told me, and I then also, in addition to letting Albert tell me, read it over to Albert so Mr. Morrison could hear it, and Albert was right there with me, helping to read what I had written out. I read it slowly so he could understand everything. He said what I had written was all true, and he afterwards swore to the same thing on the stand. Afterwards he swore to the same paper which I read over to him. Said paper is hereto attached, marked Exhibit A, and made a part hereof, same being identified by writing my name on it. Nothing was ever said at any time by me with reference to any reward, and I have never put in any claim for any reward, and I do not now claim a reward, and I do not expect to make any application for any reward, and do not want any reward. My interest was simply to get at the truth. McKnight's talk with another Negro was simply overheard by me, and he made every statement that he made to me with reference to what he knew about this freely and voluntarily, without any threats of any kind or character whatsoever. I neither threatened him, nor paid him, nor urged him, but did from time to time again caution him to tell nothing but the truth, and endeavored in every way that I could to impress upon him that it was a very serious proposition to tell what he told me.